Hello, hello, and thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wild Virginia Virtual Coffee Talk. I'm your host, Katie Keller, and today we're joined by Wild Virginia's Habitat Connectivity Director, Jessica Roberts, and we're going to talk about a new exciting project that she's been working on, the Virginia Habitat Connectivity Hub. So Wild Virginia, along with our partners from the Virginia Safe Wildlife Corridors Collaborative, are thrilled to announce the launch of this hub. It's a story map journey into the heart of our mission to safeguard both people and wildlife in Virginia. And so, as one of the top 10 U.S. states for wildlife vehicle conflict, Virginia is really in need of mitigation tactics, like the installation of wildlife over and underpasses, allowing for safe passage of both terrestrial and aquatic wildlife. And so the hub has a wealth of information on efforts and resources related to habitat connectivity and wildlife corridors. So I'm really excited to have Jess on the podcast to tell us more about the development of the site, the collaborative's goals on providing this information to constituents, and where the story map may be headed for years to come. So Jess, thank you so much for joining the podcast. How are things going in the world of habitat connectivity?
Hi, yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk about our new Habitat Connectivity Hub. It's been kind of a mad dash, but it was really just a project since I started with Wild Virginia in August of last year that I just saw this need that we had all this really wonderful information on habitat connectivity and a lot of different organizations doing really cool work on connectivity, but they were all in different locations. And it was just kind of a little bit confusing when I was like, okay, I want to look up certain types of connectivity information. Where do I go? So I saw this need. And here we are. We have the first version of this connectivity hub, and we're looking to expand it.
Awesome. And I know that with a lot of this advocacy work, it can be really hard for everyday citizens in Virginia to know how to plug themselves in to, you know, all of our campaigns, but especially how they can make a difference with habitat connectivity and wildlife corridors. So tell us a little bit more about our goals with this hub and everything listeners can find in it.
Yes. So the main goal was to really make habitat connectivity information more accessible and also transparent. So a lot of the information that we have, again, is all over the place from all different types of organizations. From State Farm Insurance has really cool information, as well as our state agencies. The Virginia Transportation Research Council has really cool studies that they do on habitat connectivity. And it's just all over the place. So we wanted to put it all in one location. But also, we wanted to make it a little bit more transparent. So a lot of these tools that we have on the hub are for people who have the technical language, who know kind of they look at things from a very technical lens, but they're such amazing tools and they really are wonderful for informing really anybody on anything habitat connectivity. So for example, we have some tools that are for aquatic connectivity. And they can be a little bit technical, but we wanted to put them in a format and give a little bit of instructions on what type of data they can find with these tools, how that can benefit habitat connectivity. So for instance, you can use these aquatic tools to look up the status of a culvert in your area in terms of, does it allow for aquatic passage? You can even look up pictures of these culverts and you can see, oh, could maybe they be used for terrestrial passage? And you can look at different things of maybe like the state of that culvert in terms of its infrastructure. And so you can use all of that information to advocate and to support connectivity initiatives in your area because you know the status of infrastructure in your area. You can then use that, right? So that was a big goal with this, was to make all these tools and all this information really digestible and really grab your attention, but then also give you a little bit of a background on how you can use these tools for connectivity purposes. And so we have all different types of data, all the way from like statewide initiatives, things from our Wildlife Corridor Action Plan that our state agencies did a really wonderful job on and broke down how they put that information into the action plan. And then all the way to county initiatives. Loudoun County has a really wonderful initiative with William and Mary. And they did this really cool project identifying hotspots of wildlife vehicle conflict. And so we kind of break down that report that they did and all their efforts. And it's really, really cool. And then for a lot of the information we're giving, we actually put into the hub the actual tools themselves. So we got permission from the organizations to embed the tools into our hub. So they're actually interactive and they're updated with the most up-to-date information because they're connected to the original. So it's really cool. You can use, for instance, the Virginia Department of Transportation's carcass removal app, and it's the live app, and you can interact with it and filter for specific types of information. Same thing for our aquatic connectivity tools and our action plan tools. So it's really, really cool. They're embedded in the hub. And so it just makes it all right there for you, easily accessible that you can interact with and learn.
It sounds like such a, when it is such a great one-stop shop. And I really love that, like the Virginia Safe Wildlife Corridors Collaborative, it's kind of a joint collaboration effort of insurance companies, nonprofits, state agencies. So folks listening can discover high-risk zones for wildlife vehicle conflict in the hub. They can explore that cutting-edge research on mitigation efforts and learn more about the latest tools illustrating infrastructure enhancements for improved connectivity. So the story map really showcases pivotal connectivity and wildlife crash reduction projects led by the collaborative partners. And so tell us a little bit. I mean, I'm interested because I've never interacted with, for example, the VDOT carcass removal app. How can listeners sort of use things like that within the hub and the data to advocate within their own specific localities of Virginia? Because as we know, Virginia is a very diverse piece of landscape.
Yeah, so well, one, the database gives the statewide information. So we give the statewide information on wildlife vehicle conflict. So you have kind of like the overview, but then you can also use these tools to go into your specific area. So for instance, let's say you want to look at the Wildlife Corridor Action Plan data, which shows where there's high vehicle conflict and there's also biodiversity corridors. So, right, we want to put in crossings where there's high biodiversity and high vehicle conflict to mitigate that conflict and also increase the connectivity and biodiversity of Virginia. So we want to identify those areas that where they overlap. So you can actually go to that tool that's hosted by the De Virginia Department of Conservation Resources, and you can go to that tool and we give you brief instructions on how you can like click the layers of that tool and you can zoom into your area and see what the conflict and the biodiversity looks like in your area. And if your area overlaps with one of those, we call them nexus areas, where biodiversity and high vehicle conflict overlap. And so you can zoom in on these tools and specifically see in your area what's going on. Let's say you can go to, again, DCR's tool that shows where there's land ownership. So you can see where the easements and where the ownership of certain biodiversity areas, if they're owned, if they're public, you know, who they're owned by. And you can see where there's a need for maybe a crossing or a corridor. And so you can combine that data to know, okay, where's the high vehicle conflict in my area? Let me zoom in using DCR's tool. Let me also use DCR's tool, which is embedded in our hub, to see where maybe we need more conservation easements. So maybe I can donate some of my land for conservation easement to increase this habitat connectivity. Or maybe I could use the aquatic connectivity tools to look for culvert status in my area. And you can combine those to really advocate for stuff in your area. So we can see that, okay, let's say in my area, I have a culvert. It potentially could connect a lot of really important habitat, maybe between two easements or something like that. And it's really, but it's a not really functioning culvert. It doesn't really allow for aquatic passage, doesn't seem like it would allow for terrestrial passage either. And I can also see in my area that I have high vehicle conflict. I can take that information to, you know, my local representatives and say, hey, we have this information. It's the most up-to-date information. And we could say, if you like, you know, if we can improve this culvert, we can connect this much land for biodiversity and we can reduce this much wildlife vehicle conflict and we can start getting things done. So it's an area where anybody can stay informed on habitat connectivity. It's in a really digestible format. So they can take that and then use that for better advocacy.
Well, and aside from an advocacy tool, really, it can just be helpful for folks to head to this website and see where the hotspots are and just, oh, okay, I live near a hotspot. I need to be more careful driving.
Yes.
And I, the fact of the matter is, I mean, I know that we saw it with VDOT along the 64, implementing that fencing, there was already a current underpass. And so a lot of this stuff isn't that expensive. And so I'm really excited to see citizens use this as an advocacy tool. And I absolutely love all the photos and videos that you have on the site. And a big thank you to our partners at VDOT for allowing us to share those visuals just to showcase how important this research and the execution after the research of a project really is. And so we invite listeners to embark on this digital expedition with us, unraveling the story of Virginia's habitat connectivity and uniting communities for a more connected and resilient future. So I encourage everyone to go visit the hub. So what's next now that the project is launched? Where are we going next?
Yeah, so I think right now it's just getting it out to anybody and everybody. And also Wild Virginia is going to host some education and advocacy webinars on how to use this hub. So I'm going to give kind of a 101 on what's involved in this hub, what can you find in this hub. And then I'm going to go into using it for more advocacy purposes. So how can we use these tools for advocacy? I'm going to include a lot of our partners to come to these webinars as well, so they can go a little bit more in depth about their wonderful tools and their wonderful information. So it's a hub for information and advocacy, but it's really also to highlight the wonderful efforts by our partners at the Virginia Safe Wildlife Corridors Collaborative. I mean, a lot of people don't know that we have salamander tunnels in Virginia. So it's just a really wonderful a way to highlight their efforts as well and to give support to them. So we want to make sure that these projects continue and are advanced. So Wild Virginia is going to be hosting a lot of these webinars to give support to these projects and to advance them. And then also in the future, there's potential to take a lot of this data and to create a more intense database that's a little bit, it's very easy to use and to highlight, to really just combine all the resources we have in this education-based format into something that we can use that's more, a little bit more technical. So that's something in the future we're potentially going to do. But as of right now, we really just want to get it out there for as many people and get as much support to our partners as possible. You know, dive in, explore, and we're always looking for improvements or other projects that would like to be highlighted on the hub. So if you have any potential improvements or information you think is really important for habitat connectivity, please do contact me at jessica@wildvirginia.org. Thank you.
Great. Well, stay tuned for some upcoming education and webinars on how to use the hub for less wildlife vehicle conflict and healthier ecosystems in Virginia, which both are so important. And so I'm excited to see where this goes, even after educating the public on how they can use this hub to advocate for a more connected landscape, even drilling down a little bit more on data and, again, that technical aspect. So thank you so much for joining the podcast, Jess. Recently, VDOT was awarded over $600,000 to continue Virginia's work on wildlife crossings and corridors, and they applied for this funding to support their continued work on Virginia's Wildlife Corridor Action Plan. So this plan is critical to Virginia's future for protecting Virginia drivers and wildlife. Become a part of this movement and support Wild Virginia and our partners in the Virginia Safe Wildlife Corridors Collaborative. And you can do that by donating at www.wildvirginia.org.